My people like suntanned angels on syllables, past the stone tablets of scholars and premeditated foreign dollars. I dodged the friendly fire of soldiers who called it love, their eagle wings clipped and holstered, their red, white, and blue bolstered by Hershey bars and bayonets, one hand a grenade, the other a pomegranate. I was born with two tongues, one of salt, the other silt, and I combined them to bridge the bearing. Born to earth on a tide of blood, my mother bore me past pirates and patriots and politicians who all sounded the same. My father fell in fans of flame, then fastened them on me so I could fly fearless. Then I realized these tongues of salt and silt were father and mother. And with these two tongues called father and mother, I learned the two halves could grow uneven in this land where whites only love me when I'm crying or dying. I love my parents, and I hated them, and I never knew them, then I became them, and then I feared them, loved and forgave them. I rose and fell with voluptuous Vietnamese cadences, and beat myself with the blunt edges of English. So now these two tongues I am born with are yin and yang, prophecy and memory, armed and in harmony. With these two tongues versus evil, I disperse terse verses that make races reverse. While rivers deep, my soul grows like Langston's flows and Fred Ho's blows. I deliver fact with friction, nonfiction with perfect diction. When breath is invested, it's never been tested. They tried to arrest this development. Our culture they borrowed to burrow inside for that kindler, softer genocide. But I bust shots, cause I didn't wait to see the whites of their eyes. No, we keep in peace, not the click clack of a gat. I got a tic-tac typewriter mouth from overseas. I overturn the script with verbal overtures. I use these two tongues to twist with the tongues of the woman I love, and to write love in the three languages between us, until she throws her head back and sings insanely two songs of losing and finding, of love and unwinding. And I will tell you this with two tongues. I will tell you this with two tongues. I will tell you this with two tongues until we all realize these two tongues are one.
And now it's time for Angry Asian Minute. Who are we to be angry? Maybe it's how we feel when we're constantly questioned, or rather tested on our identities by complete strangers. Or how when we're not in a group of solely Asian and Pacific Islander Americans, it's often only a matter of time before a comment is made, forcing us to choose whether or not to speak up or be silenced yet again. Could it be the assumption that we are supposed to have the capacity to speak, understand, read, and write most, if not every Asian language and culture just because people think we all look alike? Or how about the judgments made towards transracial adoptees who have and acknowledge a critical analysis around the sensitive issue of race and adoption? How many times do we, as transracial adoptees, have to reaffirm that a critical analysis is not a measure of love for our families? These are some of the things that make me angry.
On the community calendar for this month, the Art Institute of Portland is exhibiting the works of Asian American children's book illustrator and author Alan Say through August 27th. The Art Institute is located at 1122 Northwest Davis Street. Also on exhibit at Gallery 7126 is the digital artwork of Korean artist Yi Pyong Kim. That will be on display until August 27th at 7126 Southeast Milwaukee. You have been listening to APA Compass. For comments, questions, or suggestions for future programs, please email us at apacompass@gmail.com. Today's show was executive produced by Liz Rogers and engineered by Marie Lowe and Eduardo de Landeros Thierry. Our thanks to Shella Latino, Susan Cox, Casey Kwong, Crystal Williams, Nat Neuberger, and to all of our in-studio panelists.